think I say without the words, did you? Well, I say, I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say, I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, this is West Virginia couple. They just got married. And they settle into a routine. Well, they have dinner. They go to bed. They have a reasonably zesty session. And then they fall asleep. And the man is thinking, well, I guess this is all right. This is married life. So I could go for a little more excitement, a little more spice, a little more pizzazz. One night, his wife seems a little jumpy. He thinks, ooh, she's jumpy tonight. Maybe something special is going to happen. Well, what happens is she gives him a bath and rubs him down. And then she jumps in the bed, lies there, folds her hands behind her head, and says to him, face, take your place. Yeah. He begins a zesty session of gobble the geek. And she just loving it. Well, I mean, he's on that thing. Just a wolf in the way. Wow. Ah, man, he's just slathering himself all up. Well, right about the point where she achieves a zesty, shuddering Shangri-La, something comes flying out of there. Bam! Hits him between the eyes, rolls off the bed, onto the floor. Underneath the dresser. He said something, goes, what the hell was that? He says, never mind, baby doll. Come here, let me cuddle you. So she pulls him up and cuddles him, and they fall asleep. He doesn't think anything more about it until in the morning he wakes up kind of late. She's already up and around. He comes downstairs to hear on the telephone saying, yes, doctor. Uh-huh, it was a miracle. I don't believe I'll be needing that gallstone operation after all.
Changing the way Washington...